In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of August. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. There are, and this, yes, is just a guess, but there are probably hundreds of specific policy points on which Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton disagree. One of those points, though, is distinctly not global trade. Both Secretary Clinton and Mr. Trump have promised, with varying degrees of specificity, that they will make our trading relationships better. Both of them oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Obama administration's big trade deal now languishing in the halls of Congress. That opposition from each of his potential successors and from a good-sized slice of the Congress of the United States of America comes even as the White House is promising a push for ratification after the election. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains how that might go.
The fact that both nominees of the major parties are adamantly opposed to the TPP has made the future very unclear for supporters of free trade.
It's really dialed up the pressure to try to pass the deal in the lame duck session.
Lame duck session meaning after the election. That's Jared Bernstein, senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
So I think what they're doing is plying a lot of backdoor channels to try to get legislators to support them once the election's over.
Agricultural producers are pushing representatives of rural areas hard in favor of passage. Dale Moore is with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and he says some Americans have a lot to gain from the TPP.
When it's fully implemented, we're looking at an increase in cash receipts for farmers and ranchers, nearly $8.5 billion annually. We're seeing about $5.3 billion in increased net exports for agriculture.
Even so, the political atmosphere isn't helping the case, says Dan Eikenson with the Cato Institute.
The persistent rhetoric, the fact that there's no support for this at the top of either of the tickets, has made it very difficult for senators who are up for re-election to embrace the TPP.
Eikenson says Republicans who would be President Obama's allies on the TPP have been turned off by concessions the president made in TPP negotiations to attract some Democrats. President Obama reduced certain protections for the tobacco, pharma, and finance industries.
He didn't win any Democratic support at all from that move, and he lost a lot of Republican support, so it sort of backfired.
Even those who aren't fans of the TPP, like Jared Bernstein, say the arguments for passage may now shift away from economics and a little more toward geopolitics.
This is the idea that if we don't make the rules, China will, and will dominate Asian markets.
Just how compelling this and other arguments prove to be will be determined most likely sometime between Election Day and the end of the year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.